Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome again to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. Today I'll be answering a question that I got from a listener. And the question is this. I believe in paying tithes, but I go to a church where the tithes are not being used for ministry. The tithes are being used to support the pastor and his family so that they could live extravagant lives, drive expensive cars, live in a mansion. And very little of that tithes actually trickles down to any meaningful ministry. Am I supposed to continue paying tithes in that church? Or could I pay tithes somewhere else? So, I'm going to answer that question, and I know that this is a very sensitive subject. I know that there are a lot of people who could get offended by what I have to say, but I'm going to try to be true to the scripture. So the question is, should you continue to pay tithes in a church that is really not doing ministry? Let's first of all get into the scripture. What really is the purpose of the tithes? So I'm reading from Numbers chapter 18, verse 21. It says, "Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in the return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle." Going down to verse 24. "For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance." So there are a number of things to take note of there. The tithes of the children of Israel, which is the 1/10, was given to the children of Levi because among all the tribes of Israel, they have no inheritance. If you look at a map of Israel just after they crossed the Red Sea and got into the Promised Land, all of the tribes of Israel are marked out in the territories. There's a tribe of Judah, there's a region of Benjamin and whatnot. There is no portion of that land given to the Levites. The Levites were scattered among all of the other tribes because they had to do work, the spiritual work, ministry work, in the tabernacle wherever they found themselves. So the children of Israel would identify who are the Levites in their area, and they would pay their tithes to the Levites. Now, second thing to note, the Levites had no inheritance. The Levites were not living extravagantly. In fact, they were living more humbly than anybody else. The third thing to note is that the Levites all collectively received the tithes. The tithes went to the Levites, plural, all of them. There was no one Levite who hogged all the tithes and offering. There was no one head Levite who controlled all of the money and then gave pittances to the other Levites. It was not like that at all. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. All right? All of the Levites were supported by the tithes. And the reason for the tithes is because they did not have an inheritance. God wanted them to be devoted to the work of the ministry. So the tithes were for them, to support them. Now let's go down to Deuteronomy chapter 14, reading verse 28 and 29. "At the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates, may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do." So now we see an extension to the principle of tithes. The tithes were not just to support the Levites, who are the spiritual workers. Also, it was to support the widows, the orphans, the poor people, the strangers, the less privileged. So we see that the tithes were to support the ministry workers. It was to support the poor, So that was essentially what the purpose of the tithes were. Now let's skip over to the New Testament, and we will see in the New Testament the exact same principles being applied. Now the New Testament doesn't specifically call it tithes, but it has the exact same principles when it comes to giving. For example, Galatians chapter 6 verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." So that scripture means if you're being ministered to spiritually by a pastor or whoever, support them, give to them, give generously, support them in the work that they do. So by all means, support your pastor. If you have a pastor who has a heart for the people and who is serving God, support him. Make sure he's taken care of. I am not telling you to not support your pastor. The Bible tells you to support your pastor. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 14, "Even so the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel." When Paul first started off his ministry and he was given the right hand of fellowship and he was released into ministry, he said, Galatians chapter 2 verse 10, "The other apostles, they desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I was also eager to do." So we see those same principles being applied from the Old Testament. Although the New Testament doesn't call it tithing, it calls it giving. And we are supposed to give to support our spiritual leaders, those who labor among us spiritually. And also, the Bible clearly tells us to remember the poor. So we see so far an almost perfect parallel. In the Old Testament, the tithes were to support the Levites and the poor, and the Levites had no inheritance. They had to live humbly, not extravagantly. And in the New Testament, we see that giving was for the purpose of supporting the pastors and teachers and spiritual workers, and also to support the poor. So there's one piece of the puzzle missing. I'm going to 1 Timothy chapter 6, reading from verse 5, and you do with the scripture whatever you want. "Now godliness with contentment is great gain. If we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out, having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness." So that was the final piece of the puzzle. Just like the Levites had no inheritance among the people, and they were to live humbly and serve God wherever God put them, Paul is now telling Timothy, as a pastor, as a man of God, do not run greedily after money. With clothing and food, just be content with that. Now I know that's not what you've heard. I know that's not what you're being taught. I know when you go to the Christian bookstore and you pick up books, I know that's not what they're telling you. Because they're telling you that your pastor should be living extravagantly. They're telling you things like, if your pastor drives an old beaten down Corolla, how could he minister to anybody? What absolute rubbish. Paul is saying the exact opposite. How could you not minister to people with a Corolla? If you're driving a Rolls Royce, how does that make you a better minister of the gospel? All of these are just manipulation tactics. There are many people, there are a lot of good pastors. And I have to qualify what I'm saying by telling you that. There are a lot of good pastors who have a genuine heart for God. But there are a lot of imposters in the church as well. And they want nothing more than to get your money. There are a lot of imposters who are just using manipulation tactics and hustling tactics to get your money. So, I have shown you that the principle of tithes and the principle of in the Old Testament and the principle of giving in the New Testament are perfectly parallel. tithes were to support the Levites and the poor. Giving is to support your pastors and leaders and the poor. The Levites had no inheritance among the people, and Paul told Timothy that men of God should live humbly and they should not be pursuing wealth and material gain. They should be focused on the spiritual things and be content with godliness. That's what the Bible says. You take it or leave it. So there's a perfect parallel. So now back to the original question. If a pastor is more interested in using the tithes, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, to spend on himself and his family and to live lavishly, then is he really a pastor? Is he really a shepherd? I believe that pastors should be supported, but at the same time, I personally have a serious conscience issue using church money to support my lifestyle. If you're going to a church that doesn't do ministry and where the pastor is just using the money to support his own lifestyle, then you're not going to a church. You are in a family business. That's not a church. So what you're giving is not even tithe and offering. You're just giving money. The real question for you is not whether you should pay tithes to a church like that. The real question is, why are you in a church like that? Because that's not a church. Go to a real church that's really doing the work of the ministry and give. And give generously. The Bible says God loves a generous giver. And there is no rule that says your tithes have to go to your pastor. The tithes went to the Levites, plural, all of them. All of them were supported. There was no one head Levite. Where is the system that says the pastor controls all the tithes? The one pastor in the church controls all the tithes. And he will collect hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in salary, and he will give gas money to the other ministers. What is that? The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that all the Levites were supported. That was the purpose of the tithes. We have apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Where is it written that the tithes go to the pastor? The tithes are to support all ministry workers. There are many good Christians who give their tithes to other ministries other than the church that they go to, and there is nothing unscriptural about it. If you feel led to give your money to some missionary, or to give it to the poor, or to an orphanage, or to some missionary work, there is nothing in scripture that says don't do it. The Bible does not say tithes are exclusively for the pastor. It doesn't say that. Tithes are for all ministry workers, to support all of them. So do not be deceived. All I've given you today is what the scripture teaches. If this stands in contrast to what you've been taught, you do with this information what you will. You've heard the word of God, now you do whatever you want with it. My job is to teach you what the word of God says, nothing more and nothing less. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, we have a chapter called Sower Seedology. And it's a very entertaining chapter, two chapters actually, that talk about giving and the right place of giving in your Christian walk. How to give generously without being manipulated and falling into manipulation tactics by other people. So pick up a copy of our book, Small Devil, Big God. It's in Mohammed's bookstores, Charon's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. It's called Small Devil, Big God by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.